We've heard lots of complex issues, issues that are going to require a lot of time, a lot of thought, a lot of work to bring to fruition. Would you say this is a good forum to keep it rolling, the YWCA diversity groups? And actually, there are two parts to that. There's the talking part. Randy, you mentioned that the education and knowing about that's great, but we've got to move on. The second part to the YWCA study circles is the action forum, where people really do get together and work and form committees and start dealing with these issues, and many of it is educating. And we had a mentor program that came up last year. We couldn't get it off the table, but education and mentoring came up over and over again. So we need your help, and we're glad you came out tonight, W.A.
I think it's a great forum, but I think it needs to be more widely publicized, because I think there are a lot of people in the community that don't even know it exists. And it's the kind of thing that, in order to be a seed, must be recognized. And the recognition is not there. I would suggest that you go to the Star News and to the television stations and to the radio stations and ask them for free time to publicize what you're doing and try to get more folk involved. I've facilitated a couple of study circles and try to find enough folk to make them work. It's not an easy thing to do. And people always be pouring in by the tens or hundreds, and they're not doing it. And it may be because, as you said, they are ignorant. They don't know what's happening. So it is our responsibility to make sure they do know. So we need to publicize.
If I can say one thing. But in my passing, most of the people I run into do know. They just don't feel that they can come to those circles and be with honest, open folks. Yeah, and one of the things I learned by being a part of all the ones that Amber has since inception, most whites are the way they are because black people are fearful and feel inferior to tell the truth just like it is and let the chips fall where they may. That's what I find, because I let it just tell the truth about the matter. And I notice that blacks escaped, in my opinion, most of them. You know, you got a few faithfuls like Lord that's going to lay it out there. But blacks is kind of, well, I would say this, and they just stay away from it to keep peace instead of just tell a person how you feel. And then that releases them to be honest. And that's where I feel the shortcoming is. Blacks got to tell the truth. Hey, man, I'm hurt. I'm angry. And I'm racist. And I really want to go upside your head. If that's the way you feel, then they'll probably say, hey, you should go upside my head. You know, I mean, really, because that's how I start to build a relationship. Yeah, like my good friend Dave. It's being honest, because that's a scriptural and creator's principle. Truth releases.
And all of the sessions that I've been in, hardly any of them have been with whites who are from this city. All of the whites have been from someplace else. So we don't have, just like here, I think I don't think any whites men here from here. None. Not even the engineers. You know? You know? So, I think that is something we need to look at also, you know, including some of the, we need to hear from the Ku Klux Klan.
We need their voices as we're having this open dialogue.
That's why I say don't try to reach the whites. I arrived here December 12th. I'm already in a study circle. If you're looking and you want to be involved, you'll be involved. And if you don't want to do it, you can't make whites want to cooperate because they don't have to.
And you know, I've found that many, if we have whites from this location, people who have lived here all of their lives, the first thing they're going to tell me, I don't have a problem.
Right. And they don't.
It appears I might have the problem, but they don't have, and they can't understand for the life of them, why am I upset about the racial tension and the racial faction in this city? You've been here all your life. Why are you so upset? Huh? Where have you been? But I'm sincere about this. They don't honestly believe that there is a problem.
So we need to work then and change our message.
Well, I don't think we need to change the message. I think we need to get the message out. And I want to go to what Tandy said. He talked about the spiritual side of our lives. And black folk are very spiritual, but so are white folk. And on Sunday morning, where do we end up? We go into churches. And do the ministers address the problem?
You can't speak for the ministers.
Okay, I cannot. I cannot. But I believe this. If the ministers in the white churches would address the problem outside the month of February and convince their parishioners and their congregations that there is a problem on the horizon that may explode unless we get involved and do something about it, maybe the white folk will get out there and participate. Maybe. Hopefully. If the spirituality is real, why would they not?
I'm glad I was here. It helped me to learn and to understand. And I want to stand up and meet the challenge that the brothers put to us. And I want to ask my other brothers and sisters here. Just ask yourself, if you woke up tomorrow morning and you were black, how would you handle your day? I'm serious about it. We talk a lot, but if you woke up tomorrow in Taylor Homes or in Creekwood, how would you handle your day?
And that's a great thought to finish our session with. So good night.